Leslie Duggan is with us. She's the volunteer coordinator with Catholic Charities in Covington. They're handing out mercy mats. Leslie, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is a mercy mat?
A mercy mat is a sleeping mat that is crocheted using recycled grocery bags, plastic grocery bags.
So basically, you just weave a bunch of plastic bags together, and then you've got something that's a little better to sleep on than the ground.
Right. So the mat size is approximately 3x6, and it's a very dense, almost half-inch cushioned mat that is portable. It can be rolled up and transported. It's a great barrier to the hard ground, the cold ground, or the wet ground. It's moisture resistant. It's pest resistant. So it offers a great alternative to sleeping on the ground.
Well, I can tell you this, that back when I owned a dog, I had a reason for keeping Kroger bags, those plastic bags.
Right.
Now I still have hundreds of them, but I hardly ever use them for anything, maybe packing lunches. But then Annie got me a Star Wars lunchbox for Christmas, so I don't even use them for that anymore. So what a perfect thing to be able to recycle those in a way that's a work of mercy.
Right. So, and the mats, it's a ministry we're just starting up, and, you know, we've got a good interest in it right now. It's something that is so appropriate for all ages, individuals, groups, families, several ways to participate in it and support it and just be a part of it. The mats will be distributed through our parish kitchen in Covington that serves hot meals 365 days a year. And so it's just a great alternative for our homeless population. So we're really, really excited about it. And it is a great use of the plastic bags that so many people, you know, tend to just throw away. So,
well, and again, there's something sort of therapeutic about knitting and crocheting. You know, it's kind of like a rhythmic activity. It's one of the things that, you can meditate on the rosary while you do it, or pray, or listen to music, or whatever, and it's just a kind of a soothing, calming activity that you can then, channel into a good thing for someone who has less than you do. Then you distribute them through the parish kitchen in Covington. Do you have like a sense of how many you want to distribute?
I think it's all going to depend on the number of people who get involved. Obviously, the more people that we have with the ability to crochet or just an interest and willingness to learn how to crochet. I don't crochet myself, but, you know, I've been told it's the simplest form of crocheting. So it's nothing that's difficult to learn. But I think as the ministry grows and more people get involved, obviously we'll be able to distribute more and more of them. With it being a ministry, it's important that we have a sense of fellowship and an opportunity for the volunteers to come together on a regular basis and share that fellowship and creating something that is of value, a material value that serves a great purpose for those that are less fortunate. And so it's important that we have a gathering time. So we do have a meeting time. It's the third Thursday of every month at 9 a.m. here at Catholic Charities. And it's not required to attend the gathering. Obviously, there are other ways to participate and be involved because we know some people have circumstances that do not allow for a morning gathering. But we do have people who look for that opportunity to share that fellowship and work on something with a common purpose that goes beyond themselves.
Well, it sounds like, again, a great idea, of an expensive idea, one that young kids could even get involved in since it's a simple form of crocheting. Are there instructions somewhere on how to do this?
There are several tutorials out there on the web that you can, Google, and they're all pretty much the same. So the idea actually started with one of our volunteers, an elderly volunteer who helped out, you know, with a couple of other ministries that we have. And, you know, I just started noticing just a lot of plastic bags being collected around here. And I finally asked one day, and she said, well, they're collecting them for me because I crochet them into sleeping mats for the homeless, which is difficult for her to do because of her arthritis. And so I said, wow, well, that's pretty interesting. And then she brought one in for me to see, and it's like, would you be willing to teach people how to do this? And she said, absolutely. So it just kind of started from there. So we do have some instructions. You know, the first gathering, obviously we offer a tutorial, you know, and some hands-on practice in each step that's involved. So people can decide, you know, well, I'm not really good at that, but I really like doing this. So, you know, that could be their contribution. They may only want to sort the bags and determine which ones are usable and which ones aren't. So it's simple.
And I'm looking at some pictures of things that people have made. You can kind of get creative with these. So you can have a little bit of fun. Maybe alternate like white bags with brown bags and come up with like a little design or something. So very cool. And again, we've been talking with Leslie Duggan of the Diocese of Covington's Catholic Charities. If we want to get in touch with you, remind us what the best way is to do so.
Well, our website, www.covingtoncharities.org. My email is on our website and phone number, or it's ldugan@covingtoncharities.org.